Wait.
Do
Let
it.
me hit you.
There's lots of fun shit for everyone to do. Hosted by Sci Guy, joined by other guys. You best listen up every time we go live. Review video games, discuss movies, penis of our jokes, talk about boobies. Everyone at home is sat there saying,
oh my god, these guys are fun.
Goof around every Wednesday night, bitch about crap that we don't like. Get to be the guest in our friendly way.
When did you realize you were gay?
Hot yet, we don't have it.
Maturity,
you won't find it here.
Virginity,
your mother.
Yeah.
It's a podcast and talk show. But it's just filled with dick jokes.
So hey, why don't you join us and listen to the goodness? Watch out!
Watch out! It's like a kick in the nuts. I'm your host, Sci Guy. Today we're joined by Liz.
Go beyond the impossible to freeze in here.
Gabby. Okay then, Dr. Davy Crockett.
I know what you did last summer.
Martin.
Stinky pits and all, baby.
Shady Box.
Well, that's what I wanted to hear.
Hey, it's that Sean. Okay. Trunks.
Fapping baby sounds.
You missed your cue. Oh, God. This
and,
is terrible.
And the person who won the Queensland donation drive, Rihanna.
I can't let you brew that Starbucks.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, we went there. Okay.
Yes. No.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so...
There we go.
Did I miss my cue?
It's Wednesday. Of course it's Wednesday. April 13th, 2011.
Isn't that cool?
And real quick, right off the forefront, I just want to say that congratulations, Martin, to your donation drive being a huge success. That's great, raising $11,000.
Yeah, and it's... It's not quite done yet. We still have the one-shot donations coming in until the 15th, and so if you want to donate still, we can still possibly get it over $12,000 if we're lucky. The donation address for PayPal is cardgamesforcharity@gmail.com, and you have to vote for either Evangelion, which is currently winning by a long margin, actually, Tenchi Muyo, Inuyasha, Riding Bean, or what was the other one?
I don't know.
Oh, Animal Crossing.
Insert anime name
here.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Sweet.
That's cool.
Exciting.
Very cool. Let's see. Anyone else? Let's see. So that's awesome. And Trunks
Hi.
Is actually trying to raise money to get his comic book printed. And Trunks, you can take it away because I'm nice.
Hi, I'm not nearly as charitable because I want money for me. And in order
God, you're such a jerk! God!
No, he's donating to the Fred Fund.
I'm donating to the Fred Fund because he's so blod.
He's so blod. That's right.
Partially to Nero's ass cancer.
Yes.
Testicular cancer.
Hey, guys. Well, I mean, male pattern bladness affects...
Male pattern bladness affects at least one out of every eight Wachow cast members.
Uh-oh. It's thick than blad. But anywho, I'm putting the first year of Sure to Be Banned together in a printed book. It's going to be about an 80-page book full of all the first year of comics, a bunch of extra sketches and art, and a couple of extra comic strips that are not on the site, as well as one featuring Saga. So,
oh boy,
if you guys like stuff,
and I wrote a quote for the back.
And he wrote three quotes for the bag.
No, it's one by Sci Guy, one by Brian, and one by Brycho Boba Guy.
Wait a minute.
So, it looks to be awesome. We're trying to raise $800. I don't know why I say we, because it's really just me.
Oh, and dude, that foreword by Scott Remsemare is epic.
It truly is.
It really is. It's something to behold.
It's a fantastic reason to actually purchase this book. There's plenty of stuff that isn't on the website. So,
I know,
you guys
and the best thing about the foreword by Scott is that it updates every time. It updates about the same as he does on VG Cat.
But yeah, there are a bunch of little donation incentives as well as such as things getting your name in the book and me speaking English properly. So.
And baking cookies was a donation incentive.
Yeah, if you donate $95, I will bake you a batch of cookies.
Dude, so. I was seriously tempted. I was like, oh man, I
would have come and delivered those personally.
I'll take the case.
Oh my, think you would lose all your money in gas.
Congrats on the book.
Oh dude, when you asked if people could. If you were like, oh, why did anyone ask for me to sign your book? And everyone was like, oh, why don't you have Trunk sign it just for shits and giggles? And I'm like, oh, yeah, let me send that to San Antonio for shits and giggles.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
You dick. And then they're like, everyone was like, sign it, everyone that you know. I'm like, oh, let me, I really want Martin and Shady and Dave to sign it, and I might as well fucking send it to Chaz over in Scotland while just wherever. You know those cartoons where people go on a trip and they come back and there's all those stickers on the briefcase or whatever? That you want that to be my fucking book. Like $300 in shipping alone. Like, no! Goddammit! So, yeah, I hate you.
I'm sorry! I just saw that everybody was asking for Nero and Johnny. I was like, what about me?
Oh, I don't know where Nero is, and I have no idea where Johnny is, because he was actually in the chat. I was like, oh my, he might actually join us, and then, I don't know, he probably started dicking around with his phone, and he hasn't looked up yet. I don't know.
Dicking my phone.
Dude, we were watching, I got into Soul Eater, the anime, really hard. It's like, it's on Netflix, it's awesome. If you have Netflix and you haven't watched Soul
Dicking
Eater, watch
phone,
it.
The anime?
Yeah, the anime. And it's awesome, and you should look at it, and it's great, and I'm addicted, and holy crap. And but anyways, like, Johnny had, like, blown through the first three seasons, or the first three, I guess, tapes. I don't really know how else I'll classify them. And,
audio
so
presents.
We're watching stuff, and like something major happens. He's like, whoa, I didn't see this when I first watched it. I'm like, he threw a bunch of swords at him. How did you miss that? Like, well, he's like, I was dicking around with my phone. Like, what? What the hell? Like, I guess that's some ADD you got there. Anyway, that's it. All right, that's the show, everybody. We'll see you later.
Well, that was good. That was the most succinct witch out ever.
Yeah. So, hey, Rihanna, say something cool.
Not so much done.
Rihanna!
I have nothing cool to say. I'm not an interesting person.
Oh, sure you are.
But your accent is delightful.
Another Australian, so that's like shit.
There's two Australians in this.
There's two Australians and
ruling.
Two Brits.
So, I don't want to. Speaking of Australia, I don't want to jinx anything, but I might be going to yet another Australian convention that I haven't actually had any confirmation on just yet, but they invited me. But it's in Sydney, that's all I can say, and sometime in July.
Oh, cool. Sweet.
Okay. Can you name it, or not quite yet?
I don't know if naming it would cause any problems or not, but I mean, as far as I know, it's all gonna be good.
Okay, I love
in
good
Australia.
Things.
Sweet.
It's a con in Australia. As soon as I get any information, people will know about it, but it will possibly allow me to stay in Australia for about 3 weeks.
Oh,
oh wow!
I was away from Brisbane, which means I could drive or take a plane.
Or take a plane, or drive, or take a drive plane, or drive on a plane.
I'll drive a plane.
Yeah, I'll drive a plane. Don't ever take
I'm
off.
Fly a car.
Fly a car.
Just drive an airplane down the M5. Just hey,
hey, beep.
Checking my wheels. This can go up to.
Wait, the day flame, crikey!
I'll be there as soon as possible.
Wait,
hey.
The Dave train.
The Dave train.
The Dave,
hey,
the
know.
Dave plane.
Crikey!
Please fasten your seatbelts and sit down. We're about to hit some crikey!
Dude, I think we were talking about like what your My Little Pony name would be, and you had decided it would be. This is where you come in, Dave.
This is what would it be? Sorry, I didn't hear.
God damn it! Will you play with your phone?
We're talking, and you were talking, and then with cross talking and talking.
No, I said you had thought of your My Little Pony name, and you were gonna call it You dick! Put down the phone!
I got it. Sorry, for a second there, I was like too.
God damn it, you stupid! Crikey, nay! The joke is crikey, nay! You stupid asshole!
I was, my other pony I created.
What the hell are you doing? Put your dick down and pay attention. The fuck? Hey, Dave, help me out! Silence. Great. Great. Just great.
Shut up! Shut up! I'm trying to talk. This is what happened to Broadway on a regular GG Go script.
Like, go do it.
I'm on my phone.
Panel 1, Dave yells at Sai. Panel 2, silence.
Panel 3, Dave's head is a dragon.
Damn it!
Well, that's... And then there was one track with two trains on it.
And then Dave's goatee's gone, and Sai's yes. Head disappeared.
The every comic ever.
Son of a... I hate you all, jerk!
He became a cranky, eh?
He became a
Abe
cranky,
Liz
eh?
And Dragon Dave.
Dragon Dave, Steve.
Dragon Dave! You gotta collect all the Daves. Never mind, I'm done.
And I'll grant you one crikey.
You'll grant you one cheese.
Your kangaroo has been granted.
That's awesome.
Let there be Joey's.
Let there be Joey's.
I think you did there.
It's just a kangaroo with like Joey in the pouch.
No, he had, instead of the dog suit, it's a kangaroo suit. But speaking of GG Guys, we're actually taking guest comics, so if you're interested, head on over to ggguys.com and submit a drawn comic that preferably has
that
a cast
me
member.
With the Elton John glasses?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
If you're,
yes.
And,
I couldn't tell.
Huh? No, that comic I linked, that was done, that person was Mad Father, and not Martin, I'm sorry.
Were they an actual Mad Father, or?
No, that's just I don't know what his name is, like Chris or something.
He's an angry daddy.
Angry daddy.
But that means he'd be angry father, not mad.
That's right.
Perturbed pep.
Upset dad?
Mildly annoyed father.
Mildly perturbed. So anyway, if you want to submit your drawn comic, make sure it has one of two. Make sure it has two of two things, because I'm going to be demanding. One, cast members from the GG Guys comic in there at some point.
Yeah.
That would be a good idea.
I'm just going to send submissions. You a shirt and just
we've
like
gotten...
tell you to post it.
I know! It's like, just give it to you and like, it's a guest comic. It would qualify too. I mean, and then two, have a joke somewhere. In there.
What about just the word
related, you know? Video
and not like relevant. Just an observation. That's like, I think.
What if
they're
just standing there? Does it have to be a joke? Can they just like stand there and look pretty?
I think, you know, a joke would be.
That would just their tie and go, what's the deal with Link in Legend of Zelda?
Look, I will take that over that one you showed me. Holy crap.
Tell us about it.
Well, the first thing. I don't know if, like.
What I missed?
Hi, are you dicking with your phone too? Is everyone dicking with their phone?
Hang on, I just gotta take this call. Be right back.
Okay, son of a dick!
Yeah.
I'm dicking. I'm funny with my dick.
Well, this one comic, I don't want to like bash on the person that made it, because maybe there was their first time like even doing a comic or whatever, but I was just perplexed because the GG Guys cast, just any character from GG Guys was nowhere to be found in any way, shape, or form. And like it was the first panel was someone like they went to like it's them at their computer, so it was like, oh man, I'm going to what was it, Insonica or whatever?
I'm gonna pour my tits.
And then, oh man, I'm going to GG Guys, oh man, I'm going to VG Cats, and the last panel was like, I wanna start a webcomic, and I was like, oh
Well there was a reference to GG Cats.
I know the logo was in there.
Yeah,
I said GG Cats. My bad.
GG Cats. VG Guys.
VG Guys.
Probably could use a little
more. I approve.
Oh, that would be now. I just see either the VG Cats as humans or the cast of GG Guys as furries. So there you go, Shady. This is where you take over.
It's all coming true.
Shady, where are you?
I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
playing with my phone?
Of course you are. What are you doing on your fuck? Everyone's on their
phone. I need
phone.
To charge my phone.
I'm playing Snake and I got the high score.
You recently had your girlfriend come town and come town. You recently had her come town. That sounds like not a good
had
movie.
A come town. Yes, it was a very traumatic experience and I'm happy.
Welcome
I made
to
it
come town, population you.
Population me.
Oh yeah.
Last point.
I was gonna ask how it is, but how it
was.
How fuck, I can't talk. Forget it.
The southern regions are a little shitty, but the rest is good.
I just checked Urban Dictionary. Apparently cumtown is an actual term.
What's it mean?
Oh no, it isn't. No, I
wow.
Oh, okay.
It looked like it was, but
you could have made it up. Well, you have to define it now. Now what is it?
Okay, cumtown is when you jizz and it's so widespread that it actually has its own little slum around the outside. And, like, the middle. And there's a big built-up area in the middle where, I don't know.
The city of cum.
I just thought you were going to say it shot people or something. There's a built-up area in the middle, or I don't give a fuck. I want to go back to my phone.
Cumtown is located adjacent to Jizzville.
Dude, those are my town names in Animal Crossing.
And,
I was like,
and they're right next to Spunkburg.
Yes.
Spunkburg.
And Dickville.
And Dickville. Hey, I'm
Jizzville,
a new
Jizzville, Dickville, kind of the same place.
Yeah.
They don't really get along with each other.
They don't touch.
Jizzville's people from they call them Jizzies. Jizzies are always trying to evacuate from Dickville whenever they find themselves there.
Catholics aren't really fond
of
the city.
I wouldn't
it's not a whole lot of religious
anything.
What was the original question?
How was the trip with your significant other?
How was Cumtown? It was magical.
Great. Great.
You have to make your location Cumtown now, Shady.
I will, gladly. In the city of Jizzville.
The power spoon girl. Now, 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 now. Wow, power jizz girls, come down. No.
Oh,
Miss Sarah suck a lot. No. No, no. Let's just move on.
Here in Dickburg.
It's actually very, very traumatizing because the mayor of Jizztown is unable to open a jar of dicks.
A jar of dicks. Oh. For the internet. Ah, Sarah Ballum, what am I going to do if I can't open this jar of dicks?
Cerebellum, show me your boobs.
Cerebellum, there's something on your blouse.
Oh, I fell in the mud.
But
everybody needs to go to Cumtown.
I want to go. I don't have enough money though.
To Cumtown.
I want to come to Cumtown.
I want to come slums on the outside, but a big town in the middle. That's like a hit on. That's like walking up and saying, "Hey, baby, I want to come slums around you."
Oh god.
That's how you win him over.
My boner is so confused.
I have the weirdest boner and Curb isn't calling me, so
hey,
I don't.
Hey baby. Hey baby. I'm
That's probably why I'm messing with my phone. I don't want him to call.
As soon as you start have sex and he'll call though. Just start fucking like something.
The schools there are really confusing.
The schools?
The educational system in Cumtown.
All the dickies bully the jizzies.
I don't have words.
I still like Spunkburg.
Spunkburg.
Ah, yes.
Greatest town on earth.
The Bloods and the Crips mean something totally different.
Now, there's a phrase on Urban Dictionary called cum spoiler, and I'm thinking that's what you mean. When you finish and you spoil a movie at the same time?
He was dead the whole time!
Oh, Luke was his father!
Luke was his father? Whose father was Luke?
has a really nice farm district. The land is really fertile.
Snape kills Dumbledore!
Soylent Green is people!
The new Sonic game's gonna suck.
Now why'd you have to go and do that?
So you said come spoiler, so I thought it was something that went on the back of a car.
Well, it's, let me see what it actually means.
Right.
And then you're right. It goes in the back of the car, and what it says is, "My daughter is in Dickville University."
Would you like
she
to know what a cum spoiler
is? Was dead
is?
At the end of the movie in
well,
6 seconds.
Not sure.
What is it?
When a guy is watching porn, and just in the moment of ejaculation, the video switches to a shot of the male porn actor's face, or the male porn actor pulls out to change positions without any warning, such as a slow dissolve, or a slow dissolve. Or any undesired shot that pops up just when you're coming. That's a cum spoiler.
The magic is ruined.
That would be disturbing. Like, all of a sudden, a picture of Shady comes on. Well, actually, maybe
it's
not.
Just all of a sudden pictures of kittens.
Or when you're having phone sex and then you get an incoming call from Curb.
Hang on a second. Yeah, Curb, hurry up. Hurry up. You really got to go fast, man.
What was the original question? I don't even know.
I wanted to know how I
heard. The original question is Skypeable.
That is the original question.
Yes.
Nope.
Oh, dude, I can't. He still asked me that, and I cannot crack up. And he's like, "Hey, Matt, how's it going? Hey, what's up, Skypeable?" And I'm by myself. I just start laughing, just out loud. I'm like, no, man, not right now. I'm gonna laugh.
Did you ever see the picture of Noah that I did, that where I put like the speech bubble next to his face?
No.
And it's like a picture of Noah from Yu-Gi-Oh, and he's just saying Skypeable with a really big frown on his face.
He's got to be calling Taya or something now. Or the penguin guy. That's terrifying, by the way.
Sorry, what was the original question?
I wanted to ask Shady how was his visit with his girlfriend in Cumtown.
Well, I suppose it relates to the question. Because by the end of it, she was in Cumtown.
Great.
She doesn't listen to this, does
Great.
She?
Congrats on the sex. It was a pretty quick trip, though, too.
Oh.
Congrats on the sex.
Congrats on the Cumtown.
Cumtown is off the belt line.
Can you tell me how to get to Cumtown?
Spunkberg.
I'm missing a syllable for this, but all right.
Seriously, yeah, it was really nice that I got to see you after a while. We hung out, we had a lot of fun. It was enjoyable, yeah, it was good.
Okay, good. Yes, that's all I wanted to ask.
You got so many hours later.
We had like 30 minutes of, oh my god, I'm in Cumtown, we're fine, hooray.
Hey there, how about a new house?
How about a new condom? I don't know. This is Mr. Rossetti. No way. What are you doing? Oh my god, what do you think you're doing? I'm gonna fuck you in the ass, do 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 do.
Draw on me!
Oh yeah. Oh Jesus, I don't know what's going on. Amigo Raptor, oh fuck.
You guys are weird.
You guys should recommend me a book to buy, because I want to buy a book.
A book?
Hey, there's this book coming out.
The GG guys!
Guys, I have no idea what's going on right now. I'm scared.
Do they deliver to Cumtown?
Yeah, expedited.
First class personal.
No preference, maybe something horror or sci-fi. Not necessarily both.
Horror and sci-fi.
Sonic Generations walkthrough guide. That's pretty horrific.
that's horror sci-fi.
Horrify.
Is this going to be like 10 minutes of you guys googling books now?
I'm trying to go through my vast library of all the books I read, and it's all comics, so yeah.
Never mind.
Oh man, you should totally get sequins for Bulbasaurs. That's a great story.
Yikes. Sequins for Bulbasaurs.
Yes, it's a horror. It's a Bulbasaur is an astronaut, and then Freddy Krueger is on board.
Freddy Krueger?
Yes. I don't know.
Why is
how about when Skinny met Waylord? When Skitty met Waylord.
Skitty.
Oh, Skitty.
Oh my god, you don't know about that, Dave?
I don't know, it didn't sound familiar.
Okay, it's a really bizarre the chat is going nuts. It's a really bizarre like mechanic in Pokemon where you can essentially breed selective Pokemon with each other. But one interesting thing you can do is you can breed a Skitty with a Waylord. And a Waylord is like a fucking 50-foot tall whale, and you get a Skitty that's like a 2-foot cat. So what? You get something that's called Hot Skitty on Waylord action.
Nice.
This is a book you can read.
To be fair, it could be worse. It could be Waylord on Skitty.
Yeah.
No, that is a smush. That's what that is.
Even the cake would be
Waylord on roadkill action.
It's basically the equivalent of Figaro from Pinocchio getting at home with Monstro.
Oh. I'm terrified and aroused. Oh,
this is a book you can read.
No, you have to sing. This is a book you can sing.
You have to sing.
You can't read it, you have to sing it aloud.
Waylord! Waylord, the Star Trek theme!
Skitty and Waylord
on Skitty Hot Action! Oh, hello, Liz! Welcome back to the nightmare!
Something tells me that I probably should have stayed out of it.
Why did you bail, yo?
Skitty on Waylord Action. It's like, that sounds really gross.
It is.
That's amazing. Yeah.
It is. Recommend the book!
What about, like, I saw a screenshot once of, like, how they have 3-on-3 battles. So it'd be like, Waylord on Waylord on Waylord on Waylord.
Oh my god.
On Waylord action. Oh god.
It's like being in the sauna with Italian mobsters.
I don't even know what's going on.
Funny enough, actually, Liz, that's how Cumtown was made.
Oh. Well, okay then.
Well, now.
I don't
now
even know what the
hell.
That sounds like a really, really bad
hell.
Amusement park. Like,
this is Waylord 6.
Come on
way.
Down. Like, God, why?
Come on down! You're the next contestant.
Well, the statue
on.
Of the
Waylord!
The statue of the founder in the town square is terrifying.
Jesus Christ.
Just standing there with no pens, just hands on his hips. Yes!
It's
How did
Martin.
We get to this dark place?
I don't know.
Slapping fathers.
Four score and several wanks.
What are we in the middle of doing right now that I'm
looking
out
for books?
Books? Like what kind of books? I'm good at books.
Like horror books. And sci-fi books.
I asked for a recommendation for a book. Somebody recommended me the Wheel of Time series.
Oh yeah,
the Artemis Fowl series is pretty good. That's just me.
What's this?
Artemis Fowl. I read that when I was like in middle/high school. It's a pretty good series. Like it's like it's kind of sci-fi-ish. Like fantasy kind of. It's like some rich spoiled brat kid finds some stuff. I don't remember exactly what it is about, but I know it was good. That's not exactly the best recommendation, but it's some spoiled brat rich kid finds like a way to fuck around with like fantasy fairies and shit like that, and it's kind of like the Lord of the Rings and Jason Bourne shit. It's pretty good.
Oh, he sounds cool.
I'd recommend the Magician series. That's a good one.
Because I want to get back into writing a lot more, and not just like the stuff that you guys see, but like just like actual like general writing fiction and stuff. And I tend to find that reading other people's work inspires me. So.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, starring a teenage criminal mastermind. He's like Bentley from Sly Cooper, but he's a jackass.
And a turtle.
And a turtle.
And turtle.
Multiple turtles.
Multiple turtles. This is getting weird again.
Turtle power.
And come down.
Heroes in a soft shell. Awesome. Crab power. No, that's not right. Well,
welcome to a book. It's like a dictionary in your literature.
It's like the Dewey Decimal System in your library. See what I did there? I made a library reference.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, what was the deal with all the brim stuff?
Like, you don't have to take our word for it.
Dave, I don't know. Dave asked, I don't remember what he said, but oh my god, I'm brimming with anticipation. And then I just started spamming brim.
I don't know, something about... it was, I got to the end of the day and it's like, oh, I've been working all day. I should be brimming with tweets, but I'm not.
Yeah.
So I responded, I think, what did you respond?
You're like, slash brimming or something.
And then it just became this...
No, I was like, brimming is such an awesome word, and then... It went everywhere.
Just brimming everywhere. It's like, I'm so happy to hear you brim that.
I'm so happy to hear you brim that.
At least you didn't pee.
It's Damn true.
What?
I don't know. I said brimming, and then it kind of became a thing for like 10 minutes of chaos on Twitter.
Yeah, total and complete annihilation. Trending.
It should be.
Duh, brimming.
Duh, brimming.
Let's make that a
trend. I'm going to get a tattoo of brimming on my wrist now.
Brimming blood.
What would the... and? Trunks, didn't you have like a story or something for a little while?
Oh, yeah.
Thank God, because I need a distraction.
Brimming with interest?
It's
I want to die.
It's full to the brim of awesome. I wrote a comic for Tomorrow, Sure to Be Banned, about Spiral Knights. And it's basically calling Spiral Knights a shitty game and calling Sega a bunch of money-grabbing bastards. And I posted it on their Facebook page.
And this is news, right? Oh.
Oh, you posted
it on their
Facebook
page. And they posted it on Twitter and then, like, accepted it. And, like, they messaged me and they're like, oh, this is awesome. I was like, I just called your game shitty. And, like, so I got a whole bunch of exposure from Sega.
Oh, that's cool.
For calling their game shit.
Hey, you guys suck. Give us attention.
What the hell? I have a Sprite comic.
You've been kissing their ass for like 10 years.
And then Trunks is like,
the
fuck you, bitch! And, oh, Trunks, suck on my balls. Yay.
What the hell? That doesn't even work.
Whatever.
That just shows to go, yeah. Be a dick to the people you like. Wait.
Shut up, Sean.
Be a cumtown to the
I
people
love you.
I'm gonna make cumtown in Minecraft.
So I want to know, or am I just gonna let this one go?
And then we'll be way alone.
You were not here. You were dicking around with your phone.
Waylords as far as the eye can see.
Waylords. Waylords everywhere.
What is that?
What's going on with Supernova?
You guys should talk about Supernova.
Supernova!
Supernova last week, a week ago. A week and a half. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Really yeah, cool. Yeah, Melba, I'm gonna do it! Okay.
Yeah, Melba!
I'm gonna reference something.
Yeah, we had Supernova in Brisbane 2 weeks ago, which was, wow, that was a lot of fun. I dressed up as an assassin. It was really cool. I got to kill everybody. Well, I lie. I didn't really. But I look cool, though. And, two things happened. Was really pretty wicked. I got to meet, I'll have to, actually, while I'm here as well, I'll have to give a shout out to Lachlan, if you're listening. It was nice enough to actually find me somehow, asking every assassin, like...
You're not a very good assassin, then, are you?
He found
you. Well, apparently I was doing a good enough job because he had to ask, like, each one is like, are you Dave from GT Ghosts? And they look at, because the next guy, are you Dave from GT Ghosts?
Just walk up to all the assassins, go, crikey, eh?
Like, get away from me! Whereas...
Oh, Dave? Gonna...
Ow.
They're like, how are you today, Dave?
I don't think that it came out yet, thank God. I don't think I could have handled that. Like, just, hey, Dave! Like, great. Thank you, Kitty. Thank you from the bottom of my cockles. Thank you very much.
The chat is full of hey, Dave.
Yeah,
the chat is full of hey, Dave. That chat sounds like
that
like
something
like bad.
Some kind of poisonous gas. Like everyone yeah.
The chat is full of hey Dave, hey Dave, 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 Dave,
Dave. Soylent Dave is people.
Soylent Dave.
Soylent Dave's Dave.
He eventually found me. Like he just turned up and said, "Are you Dave from GG Guys?" And I think I'm just I don't. He said he was all right with it, but I got a little too excited because I was like, "Oh my god!"
Did you attack?
I don't know. It was the first time I'd ever actually been had a physical fan actually say, like, "Hey, you're Dave from GG Guys." Right. Like, holy crap, that's cool.
Oh my god,
and that was really cool. So it was nice to actually hang with them. And Lachlan, if you're listening, it was nice meeting you, dude.
I'm sorry that I'm a creep.
I'm a weirdo.
I'm weird. I was in an assassin outfit, and it was really weird. The other cool thing is
you're
I got
an assassin. You had a creed.
Yes, we were
somebody popped
it
a glomp cherry.
Creeding up, man. I also got glomped for the first time.
Oh, really?
Sorry.
No one ever.
My first glomp was a very unpleasant experience.
I'm sorry, dude. I thought you would like it, but.
I can very much see why it's very unfavorable, since I was like outside chatting with my other. We were chatting to this other guy. Was like, "Oh, it's really cool costume. It's really cool. It's really bam off." Like just out of like right feel, like just ow, and you know it was like this is there's something attached to me, and oh, it's oh god, get it off.
It's a fangirl!
Fangirl, Dave. Why the hell would you turn that down?
Because it's a fangirl!
So more fan about the assassin outfit than she was about, like, me.
What you should have done, Dave, you should have turned to the girl and gone, "Well, hello there."
And, like, rolled one of your eyes backwards or something.
Yes.
And
just
like,
one of your eyes.
Super fucking creepy.
It's kind of fun the way people's attitudes change towards you when you've got a costume on. For example, I remember being at Manifest in my Naruto cosplay and just walking around. Nobody knew it was me because I was, first of all, it was the first day, and so nobody really knew what I looked like. And second of all, I was in cosplay. And there were like loads of Narutos there. And they all said, they had all seen somebody cosplaying Naruto's dad in one of the panel rooms. And they were all gathering together, and one of the grabbed me and says, dude, do you want to go in there and like glump Naruto's dad? And I'm like, okay. And so we just walked in, and I was just me, just in amongst a crowd of like 12 Narutos, just hanging out and then running and glumping around.
It's like that stormtrooper thing, but it's instead of a bunch of stormtroopers, the 501st, it's like all Narutos.
It's funny because Naruto is never considered much of a ninja. Like, he can't blend in, he's wearing orange. But amongst a bunch of Narutos.
Yes.
It's a perfect way to blend in.
Wasn't there one where you were dressed up as Seto or something, and some guy was like, "Oh, that's a cool costume," and you're like, "Thank you," and like, "Oh my god, I'm freaking out."
Yeah, AWA, I was both Joey and Bakura. And
oh,
I think
and not Seto, almost.
No. I was Bakura at the time, and people came up and were like, "Are you Bakura?" And I was like, and I did the voice, and they were like, "Oh my god,
I'm going to shit!"
Really? That's
that must
awesome.
Be really cool, though.
Like, oh my god, I came, fuck it.
I must donate these to Cumtown.
Yes. Alright, okay, guys, I don't mean to get off topic, but...
Yeah,
ooh, wait, off. Wrong thing. There you go.
Hey, kids, it's time to piss some people off.
Fuck down the guy, fuck that guy, fuck dog, you make me cry. I'm not putting up with your shit. Fuck haters who hate, just don't masturbate. You suck, that's not up for debate. Fuck everything, especially you. Fuck everyone, everyone hates you. Now let's raise a toast with Sci Guy, your host. It's all personal, fuck you.
Hey, ghost,
fuck, I'm gonna lie, you won't hate yourself.
Alright, and I have a recorded one, actually, so we're gonna start off with that. Go.
Dear V. Ratchon, oh my sweet love, so far from me now, how my heart and my Vaseline-wrapped cock long for your body. It is getting really hot and nice just thinking about you now. I don't know how, and I don't know why, but every time you laugh, and someone on WeChat tells you to silence, I wish to silence you! Up
someone
by
to
forcing
me, right?
My cock down your throat and block it with my semen.
Exterminate.
Then I will listen to how you are still laughing with your mouth drowned in cum.
Oh my god. Cough, slap.
Nothing turns me on more than that. It even makes me want to kiss you. But then again, wouldn't that be a little too creepy? Nope. Only one way to find out.
What is going
from
on?
From yours truly. Hey, it's well, that stalker. Run for the sake of your assholes. P.S. Sean, silence!
Okay, that was...
It was that too.
That was Deshaun.
Straight from Cumtown.
Sean. Oh my god.
Introducing.
Like, crying in the corner.
That was from Shiro. And he
weighing
didn't say,
the same weight as six waylords.
So,
what the fuck?
There.
Oh god.
Sean is. Who was are you around, yeah. Sean?
It's over now, Sean. It's
okay. It's okay.
I don't know.
Oh god. What
I need a hug.
I need a hug. Okay. All right. Who wants it?
Anybody?
Anybody want it?
Nope.
No. Okay,
take one for the team, somebody. Make Sean cry.
Go.
Somebody.
Nope.
I can do it if you want.
I'll do it. Crikey.
Go.
Let's see. I need a voice.
You are.
It's.
Hey, here's your motivation.
First...
You're Australian.
Ready, go.
It's what? I'm Australian.
You're Australian, and it's your first day going into Cumtown, and you're looking forward to making some new Waylord friends.
What?
Just go with it.
Do it.
Just I'm really excited for no discernible reason.
And you're wrestling.
Okay. I'm really excited to be here in Cumtown. The age of consent law. You're dumb. Love cannot be reined in by number. How can you stand in the way of my affections when they are so genuine? The Waylords are so dumb. They were written by our founding fathers, who were a bunch of boy touchers. Shit's bananas. That's Australian. Oh, shit's bananas, mate. You know a rule that seems reasonable? Grass on the field. Play ball.
Wow. That's kind of creepy, wow. More so than the Sean thing. Yeah. Huh.
I take a dick wolf any day, but other than that.
Okay. Martin.
Just give me a sec. I'm training my dog.
Okay. Do, 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 do. Shady, go. Shady.
Hang on, I'm just. Shady. My phone's going. Hang on.
You're all dicking with your phone, aren't you?
I'm back.
Okay, is your phone okay?
I just gotta take this call really quick. I'll be here.
Is mine doing what?
Quietest witch hour ever.
You are reading this as. I don't know, Gab. Rihanna, how do you want him to read it?
Scottish.
Oh, I can't do Scottish.
A little squeak there. It's like Scottish. Like, oh, God, it's okay. He's not going to bite you.
No.
No, I will bite you because I can't do Scottish accents.
No, I can't do Scottish. No.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Rihanna, pick another one.
See, I'm terrible with accents, is the problem.
How is. What? That's lies.
It's truths.
Truth.
he fools you with his talents.
Do it.
No, I really am. I'm very bad at accents.
Do it maniacally.
Do it maniacally.
Yes.
I'm much better at imitating specific people rather than like attitudes. And...
Do it as Nappa.
No, I'm terrible at those.
Do it as groundskeeper Willy.
Oh God.
No.
Wait a minute.
Do it as Iago.
I can do it as Iago.
Okay.
Do it.
There
we go. Dear nice Liz, get the fuck out. Why you gotta be all nice and shit? Man, you scary. You real scary being all nice and shit. Why need God? Why need God when there's gastonology? Can your God eat 4 dozen eggs? No, I don't think so. And he's as large as a barge, whatever the hell that means. Man, the bitches be all over his jock, not Jeebus. All hail Gaston and his manly chest hair, and go Team Liz Rage. Sincerely, a fellow gastonologist.
The problem with you. And I'll say something offensive about Japan. Go.
I get it.
But I'm fish.
I'm topical. Okay.
Earthquake.
Lol. I'll take them. I'll take the next one.
Okay.
Sean will take the case.
I'll take the case. All right, trees. What the fuck? Where I come from, trees lived in the fucking nature, but the moment I move, they're fucking everywhere. I walk in my house, and there's fucking trees. I drive to my school, there's even more trees. I go to town, there are trees every fucking where.
On the day of my daughter's wedding, more trees.
Oh no! I thought this was the I thought this was the chop slap guy.
Slap chop guy.
The slap chop guy.
Watch this! You're gonna love my trees. Watch this.
You're gonna watch this. You're gonna watch this.
I was trying to go more for Carl, but
Carl is okay.
Anyway,
I got kind of the Jersey mobster kind of.
Whatever works for you, son.
Either way. Okay, know your place, trees. We humans get towns and cities, you get nature, so fucking stay there. Refusal to do so will result in a sudden tragic forest fire.
Word with facts.
Yeah, I may be the only one in the vent forest fires, but I still tell it can start them too. So in short, stay the fuck away from me and fuck you.
Bam, breakfast to go. So,
get out of my freaking pool.
Boink.
Bonk.
Bonk. Boink,
boink. Dave!
Ah! Okay, this next one. Who's calling me? I bet it's Curb. Please be Curb. Damn it! Just a one. Hello, this is Brian! Hello?
It's like the bill collector for his, like, 1-900 number, Bill. People.
Right guy, Bobacho.
Right guy, Bobacho.
Hello, how can I help you?
I hear you've been using my name inappropriately, and I want that
Skype,
to stop.
Skype.
I'm not too sure if Sai's getting the call. Skype-able? I think there's bad reception in Cumtown.
Okay.
No secrets on the podcast.
We hear the people of Cumtown wish you to stop this cum jokes and so forth. We are a dignified town.
We are a dignified people.
About the box, I already
company.
Got a call about that. Everything's okay.
Okay, okay. Sorry, that sounds pretty good.
What the devil?
Thank you! Oh. Have a good day!
You're welcome!
You too!
Alright, I'm back. Sorry, it wasn't Curb.
Oh, damn it. Well, now I'm sad.
Okay, so anyways, Skype, so. There I got a personal fuck you in Maltese.
What?
Maltese.
There is a small island, Malta.
Hey, Curb just signed on, so you should Curb in here.
Curb just signed on. Okay,
Curb
then.
Just signed on.
He didn't call me to tell me.
He just signed on like 2 seconds ago. I'm like, hey, look, it's Curb. And you're talking. Like,
that's not Curb. That's not Curb at all.
Curb is online.
Oh, well, shit.
It's.
It was.
It's not showing that he's online. Oh, wait, there it is.
Yeah, I don't
sorry,
know.
Sorry, it's that Chris.
I'm sorry.
Curbifer. No. What the hell?
Hi, Curb.
Oh, he's already here. How the hell did you do that? That is amazing.
You weren't showing up as being online either for some reason. I don't know what happened.
Well, whatever.
That's the same thing that I'm Ian Sai have on the tube.
Well, okay, I was. I have a personal fuck you in Maltese, but we'll get to that later. So we'll just have, right now we'll have Curb.
Yes.
Curb, we'll read this as, I don't know, Martin, you pick Curb's voice.
Read it as the character you just voiced for.
Oh god, okay.
Let's see. Dear math class, thank you for showing how thankfully horrible a school can be. Some teacher are hippies who don't teach any real lessons and would rather waltz you walk a labyrinth
and
some yell at you for studying. What the fank? I swear to Gaston, if that dumbass in the back of the class kicks me one more time, I will kick his thanking ass, and I will beat you up with a stick up your ass. Sincerely, Sandman.
Sincerely, no, it's Five and Man.
Yeah.
Five and Man.
The next one's probably going to be like, dear English class, I didn't learn anything in you.
No, no English, no.
All right, so... Alright,
I didn't get one.
Oh, you really don't want this one.
Something tells me he does.
Okay.
He really does.
I want it.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it.
What is this? Is this Russian?
No, it's Maltese. There is a... I didn't know this. There is a country called Malta. that's like below Italy, and this little island.
Malta.
And,
yeah, it's Malta.
Yeah.
I can try to read this.
So you not only will you read it, but you will translate what it says when you read it.
I can't. I'm not good at translating.
Wait, can I be the translator this time?
Yeah, you can be the translator.
Okay.
All right. Is there any particular voice I'm reading this in?
Man, whatever you can stomach.
What you're about to read, whatever basically sounds all right.
All right. Gazis il compagia ta Apple.
Dear company of Apple, I love you. Are you stupid?
That's not what it says.
Read it.
Hey, it's a little translation, okay?
Jack Jagna Hobcom Tishgo Tifku Mili Tokka Ikamina iPhone World Cucina.
I am very disappointed at the lack of pornographic apps that you put on the iPhone. I am filing a complaint with this.
I love you guys. Why are you so stupid?
In zombies, cuisine treat you to go the iPhone the gate. It's a giga. I had an iPad 2 giga. iPad 2, you giga.
Oh my god. I think you missed out there. You need to go back
in there. Yeah, I'll do that. The Kina Nigara Gak Gandhi originally.
Alright.
Well, now while I'm usually a big fan of your product, I gotta say this iPhone is a giant disappointment. It's an even bigger disappointment than the iPad 2 and the original iPhone.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a little something stuck there, man.
I don't think your mic is completely saturated yet. You need to put some more into it.
Get throat deep, a little saturation.
My accent is weak. I am sorry.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'll do it. Oh, what, no. It costs millions to make product.
You jack the grill and magical.
Do it as your bottle's voice.
Vasormacom.
Okay, Curb.
I don't even know where you got up to.
What? No, does it matter? Just
make shit up.
The other day, I found an iPad in my butt. Thank you for putting it there.
Putting the iPad in my butt. However, this does not qualify as an adequate pornographic app. I want something that can take me to chickswithdicks.com, and you are not.
And trannygrannies.com.
I want something that can take me to Cumtown.
And Cumtown. Yeah. Take me to Cumtown.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Big fan. Do you want a real one? Here, okay, Shane. Shady!
What?
Do you want a real one? There you go.
Man is working.
Do I want a real one?
Yeah, there you go.
Every time I do that voice, I just see the Rio bird as your icon. It seems so fitting for some reason.
Am I doing this? Okay, yes. Am I doing this one?
Yes.
Okay, any particular voice?
No.
Consuela?
No.
Yes.
No.
I do Consuela?
No. Come back later.
I do it anyway.
Do a different one.
Okay. No, there's no way I can do it. It's Consuela. It'll take like to the end.
Do it as Naruto. Do it as Martin's Naruto.
Martin's Naruto?
Yes.
I couldn't possibly.
I could do it. Well.
I couldn't possibly. Okay.
British Plankton?
Oh, yeah! Bad acting British Plankton.
Yes.
dear members at my credit union, fuck you. Don't fucking come to my window wanting to cash a check.
This is Jack Sparrow, okay?
What?
This is Jack Sparrow.
Having nothing in your account anyway. And expect me to fucking get...
What'd you stop for?
Gotta get the rum.
Gotta get the rum!
Set course for Cumtown.
Why is the rum always gone?
I've got a jar of cum! I've got a jar of cum!
I've got a jar of cum!
And guess what's inside it?
And guess what's inside cum? Okay. When I try explaining to you in a way your fucking uneducated brain can understand, you get all fucking pissed off. And you can't fucking figure out that in order to cash a check, you need to be a fucking member. Next time, instead of saying, I'm sorry about that, well, I'll throw my fucking computer.
Feels like a very angry postman, Pat.
So you can fucking cash the check since you obviously didn't think you could do my job better than I can. Oh, and that stupid bitch, you can't fucking tell time, get it through your dumbass brain, that coming in 10 minutes after closing time, expecting me to reopen everything.
Scottish Plankton, yeah.
Look what I got under me kilt. A deposit for you will not happen. What makes you all so special? Just because you have a business card. Strutting around like you're a god. You poor excuse for a Scotsman. There's a reason you don't. There's a reason you don't fucking get any clients. Because you can't fucking get that stick out your ass. And I understand if you had a bad day. Kicking out me doesn't fix anything.
Oh my god.
Find yourselves another person to blame for how miserable you
are. Now it's drunk plankton.
Drunk Scottish plankton. Find yourselves another person to believe how miserable and shitty your lives are.
You're getting drunk now.
I'll do the last line as Mishka.
Oh my god.
Mishka, I fucked you.
Translation, please cease and desist all activities.
Sincerely, Mishka. No! Can I do one more as the Soul Eater character of some kind?
Sure, you can do it as Blackstar.
Okay. Okay, I'm doing it now.
That's a Naruto
character. Anyway.
Dear dumbass jock. Fuck you for being the stereotype of all jockeys in the school. For starters, you are a complete numbskull. You even said that you thought the world was created by a meteor. How did the meteor get there? Did God Gaston just come out of nowhere and create it? Second, you own it sports, but don't care about anyone else playing. If we play basketball and we're charged with like a fat guy who needs to take a massive shit through the crowd, toppling over the children, and finally you get to women, but you are so ugly, you even have a duck toe, but then you get the hottest fucking girls after you. In short, you are stereotyped, so fudge Q. Sincerely, that midget who sits across from you. P.S. Open the door, get on the floor, everybody walk the dinosaur. Boom, 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 chaka-laka-laka, boom!
Awesome. The more so remind me of like Daffy Duck's nephew that can sing, you know the one I'm talking about? Yes.
Nope.
Okay, whatever.
I was tempted to just do Naruto because they're the same fucking character.
Right! Yeah, right. I was tempted to do Naruto too!
This is the best part of the fanfiction or
that would be lovely.
Okay, here you go, Naruto. Oh, there it is. It's all you.
You serious?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Dear President of our school's gamer club, fuck you for saying it was my fault that there wasn't a fucking PS2 to play. my fucking rock band on. I didn't know I was solely fucking responsible for every fucking thing. You told me to get the fucking game shit and an extension cable, but you never fucking said anything about the motherfucking system. He says fuck a lot. I don't fucking care if you're fucking... Whoa. I don't care
Replace that with a waylord.
I don't care if you're a fucking poor waylord who thinks he's a fucking god and everything. He fucking says...
No, the word fucking is waylord.
Waylord. Perfect. You're not the only waylord one with shit going on in your... You know, with skinny going on in your waylord life. Go ahead and waylord bitch about it. You're going to get no waylord sympathy from me. So go waylord yourself. And waylord you, VP, too, for always waylord siding with him. Also for trying to waylord act cool when you're just as waylord cool as the rest of as waylord outcasts. Ever since you fucking... Wait, no. Ever since you... Ever since you waylord started taking that role, you've been waylord acting like more and more, and waylording more like a waylording prick. So you and the waylording president... For all I waylording care... If this waylording skinny continues, I'm going to waylording resign from my position and waylording quit the club just so I won't waylording have to deal with your waylording egotistical waylord self. Signed, Bidoof. P.S. This is not about Giovanni, it's true skinny.
It's true skinny. The fuck you is over, you may stop enjoying it now.
The fuck you is over, you may stop enjoying it.
Waylording.
That's the name of this episode, Waylording into Cumtown.
Waylording. Awesome. How do you spell whale, like, just whale lord?
Waylord.
Waylord's got a waylord.
God, the people over at Podomatic are going to be like, he has fucking dick and cum and all these titles. What is this stuff?
You almost think this show is immature or something.
That would be weird.
No wonder it's so popular.
Yo, are we doing fan fiction or do we not have any time left?
No, man, it's over.
Okay. Aww. Hooray, I mean, aww.
No, it's like... It's been a while, so I don't know. Anyone have anything to say at the end here?
Sorry, you've got a 3DS, right?
Yeah.
Have you got any games for it?
I've got Pilot Wings.
Is it any
games? 3DS has no games. LOL.
Really?
Nintendogs.
I got Rayman 3D.
Pilot Wings is okay. That's about it. I give it a B minus. Because
would you recommend waiting for like it for new games to come out or like a price
option? Yeah, I wish I wouldn't have. I'm glad I bought it because I'm gonna get it. I was gonna get it for Zelda and Star Fox anyway. So just if you have wait for the games that are actually gonna be good. Don't or like
funny,
if you get it
3DS,
now
with 3DS technology and all I want to do is download Super Mario Land off the interwebs.
Yeah. I've been like having a lot of fun taking 3D pictures. I was just curious if anybody had any games that were any fun, because I feel like I've wasted a little bit of money.
well, we all have, really.
You know what's really going to piss you guys off at the time that, like, the Ocarina of Time, whatever the hell comes out, and they're going to come out like a 3DS Skinny or a Mini or something like that,
yeah.
And they're going to have, like, fancy guys. Like,
3DS Lite.
Yeah,
Trunks, I don't think you've wasted money. I think that maybe, if anything, you could have just waited a little while until most of the games people want to play were out. But I don't think that like it was a mistake for you to get the system in general.
Yeah, because yeah. you got to make that really cool augment reality shirt that's all over the internet.
How the hell did you do that anyway?
How did I do the augmented reality one?
I saw the video for it.
I've been fucking around with the augmented reality cards. Like, I scanned one of the cards in and just kept messing with the shape and stuff to figure out what the DS actually sees. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And we boiled it down to, like, the most simple form, which is just, like, a little yellow blob and a black border around it. And once it sees that, it's like, oh, snap, there's the card. So we just tried to make it work as much as possible and then made it look badass.
Well, was it you or someone else made the shirt then?
It was me who came up with the concept and did the original stuff, and then Sean Handyside from Halo's and Level Up Studios.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
He did the design. So,
pretty awesome. Yeah, it worked.
Go
oh,
to
there's, there's something coming out for the 3DS. Have you guys heard of something called Inchworm Animation?
No.
It's kind of like I've never gotten to use what is it called, the Flipnote Studio. I've never tried that, but apparently it's like that if it were more like Photoshop. There's a trailer.
I think you cut Trunks off like mid sentence.
Yep.
Oh, I thought you were.
No, it's fine. It's fine. No, go ahead.
No, I thought you were done. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just talking.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Oh, I'm kidding. I love you, Curb.
Curb, I love you.
Friendship is magic.
Oh.
If you want to see the shirt, it's at levelupstudios.com. That's all.
Okay.
Sweet.
Cool. All right, well, let's get the fuck out of here. Rihanna, you didn't say a lot. Are you okay with that? Are you going to like listen to this later and like, oh, I should have said something? Like, I'm a big fan of Martin's.
That's how most of conversations go with me. I just like, oh, I had a comeback or I had something to say.
That's me.
Well, did you want to do that
I mean,
as well?
You said you were a big fan of Martin's.
I tried
so...
to find you, but it didn't turn out.
I'm sorry, I was too hidden.
I flew up for the day and then I flew back. And
which day? Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I don't know. I wandered
it's not
around.
It's your fault. I didn't know you were cosplaying. I was like, oh.
I don't understand what
you're
they're
looking
speaking.
For the actual Dave, like, in the comic
I was looking
strip.
For the actual Dave with a reference picture of you from GG Guys. So it kind of was pretty hard.
I know, sorry.
There's like the cartoon next to the guy. Like his hair isn't that wavy. Ah.
Well, there's another supernova in November. So maybe I'm only gonna go one day this time in cosplay because going as an assassin is bloody hot. Wow.
Yeah, it is.
I'll say. We can
be ready.
Man.
So, yeah.
Going as Base EXE is really great.
So for one day, I'm actually going to upskirt myself. So you actually be able to spot me easier. If you're
a blue shirt and, like, khaki shorts.
Spike up hair, yeah. And with the gigantic fucking tablet patch.
Yeah, I'll just say hello to everyone saying, hello, this is awesome!
No, you need to have a hello, my name is Dave!
And I will pre-record the voice clip so you can press it by a button and it will activate.
Just one of those keychains just go, hey Dave!
Hi there, my name is Dave!
Did you have any fun experiences from Supernova, Rihanna? Aside from find me.
Well, I met some people from Steam that I hadn't met before, which was kind of weird, but
cool.
At the same time. It like didn't make sense, but... Whatever. Just went with it.
What guests were at Supernova? What guests were at Supernova?
Tom Felton. Which I got his accent, his autograph.
Also, there was Colin Baker from Doctor Who, or the classic Doctor Who, which that was pretty cool. And Christopher Lloyd was supposed to be there, but at the last minute he... cancelled because of some other commitment, which of course me and Sai had like theories of it at the last minute going, no, he's gonna be there, it's a joke, it's clearly April Fool's.
It helped you sleep. It made you feel better, like, yay.
Because I was like, up until for an entire like 2 weeks, like two, 3 weeks, no, for a month, when my friend was like, you know, Christopher Lloyd's gonna be there, I'm like, what? And then like the inner child inside me is like, this 8-year-old boy that would sit in front of the TV watching Back to the Future like every second of every day and like, oh, Christopher Lloyd's gonna be there, that's pretty awesome.
You just stand up in the middle's panel, yell out like 88 gigawatts or something like that and just run off.
Like, I love you!
88 gigawatts.
That's all you would get out.
No, it's 1.21 gigawatts. 88 miles
that's
per hour.
That's right. You completely got to the fandom. Get out of this room. Clearly, you suck. This is stupid.
Wow, I'm a nerd.
He's gonna be in November,
sorry,
though.
Sorry, guys.
Because they're doing another convention in Brisbane in November to make up for the fact that next year, it's gonna be on the Gold Coast, which is like only a short drive away compared to an hour and a half. So it's like, yes.
Hey.
Surprise,
hey, Mike.
Mike.
Oh, hi, Gaston.
Hi.
What's up, Gaston?
Hey everybody, what's up?
Hey, you're sick.
I am sick. I'm
sorry, dude.
So there was a bit of a stomach virus going around in my house, but also I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I had Domino's.
Well, that's like
you poor
and you didn't even like you. That, you said it tasted like crap anyway.
Yeah, it tasted weird.
It may not have been the best decision for Gaston or Mufasa for that matter.
You're not like wow.
What did you eat on it?
No, I, so what happened is, Oh my goodness! No. It was just like it was so bad. I don't know. You know, I heard that they have a new recipe going on, and I also hear that, you know, sometimes it's the cooks that matter. But for me, man, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't just the cooks. But some people like Domino's. But I mean, for me, they just didn't cook it very well. And I think perhaps it was slightly undercooked, and I may have gotten something from the meat. I have no idea. But
I did
listen, though. I enjoyed listening in and being part of the chat. I'll definitely try to pop back in Wednesday.
And I can do, you know, the whole Mufasa narratives, and we can get everything going, make everything happen. So, yeah.
So, well, we can do everything. So
we missed the translation!
He was only dying. It's okay.
I was a drunken Scotsman! I actually wanted to read part of that translation in my lower voice, because I figured that it would come out like really deep bass Russian.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like, Torosito Chanamanda.
Like watching the father. That is the father of any Japanese action flick.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they all sound like that. So.
Or the announcer to DVD.
Oh, you
yeah.
Except I see like your Mufasa icon comes up.
Japanese or something.
Crosstalk.
Gaston! Gaston will revive me, eventually.
Mike!
Yes.
I love you.
Aww.
Friendship is magic.
It's so cute.
Well, I guess with that, we are all connected in the great circle of Wuchao.
Circle of Wuchao.
Where Shady does his bottles, boys.
We're Shady. Going to come town.
Shady.
Yeah.
What is that in your icon?
That is Blue from the new movie, 3D animational movie that came out by Blue Sky called Rio.
Did you say animational?
Wait, I'm seeing animation. A guy with a bear.
Yeah, I see a guy with a beard too.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Oh, I see Rio. I see his bird.
I see
the
beard.
Best animated movie ever if it was about a crazy looking guy with a beard.
Okay, if you're seeing the guy with a beard, that is Dave Grohl.
No,
that's
wait.
Dave Grohl. He's the lead singer of Foo Fighters.
And also Rio.
And Rio. He's the lead singer in Rio. But interestingly enough, Foo Fighters released a brand new album that came out earlier this week, and it's called Wasting Light. And they made one music video prior to the release of the CD, and the song is called White Limo. And it's done with like this old 1980s camera, and throughout this entire music video, Dave Grohl has a lazy eye, and it's just fucking hilarious to watch.
And yeah, Mike is the bad guy to anything now.
My God.
Yeah. Oh, my right. God.
May God help us all.
All right, folks, that is going to be the show. Come in next Wednesday when we venture further into Comtown, and Mike will join us.
I will be here. You can
sigh, 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 sigh.
What?
I love you. Okay, the show needs to end with all
okay, of let's get the fuck out of here. Stop recording. Okay.